Thank you for holding. Is this Dimitri and Craig?
Yeah, this is Dimitri and Craig.
Hi, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty crazy morning, but good problem to have. I understand you guys were speaking with my representative, John Ramirez. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But before I dive into the pricing, did you guys have any questions for me in regards to our services?
Sure. Just listening so far.
Okay. Have you ever done a search on Google for power washing and pressure washing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. One of you guys have your mobile device free. You can see the guys that are up there while I'm talking to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So there's a map that pops up, and there's three guys underneath it. It'll have their name, address, phone number, link to their website. You see those guys there?
Yeah, normally when we search for power wash, yeah, we see those stuff.
Yeah. So you got, like, advanced curb appeal in the ad section, and then obviously Sunco Exterior Solutions. They're a pretty big one. You got Mr. Soft Wash, Power Shower, and then the Clean Coastal Living of Bluffton. One of these guys informed us they're relocating, so we had a spot that opened up, and you guys made it onto our qualified candidates list. We seen you were doing Home Advisor and Angie's and things like that. And Home Advisor by Angie's uses this in order to get the leads they sell. If you go beneath my guys, you'll see there's an Angie's listing with like 10 of you on it. So you're basically buying resold leads off the first page of Google that are going to three or four other guys. We figured why not talk to you about first page placement. This is going to allow the customers to call you directly off the first page as a direct call without you having to pay per lead or click or call. It's just a flat monthly rate. You're not limited on your opportunities, and obviously that's mostly what people do is they search on Google, they pick the guys on Google. The guys that go to Angie's List are usually price shopping. So, I mean, I'm sure you could agree with some of that, right? You probably paid for a couple of leads, didn't turn into anything.
Yeah. Oh, a lot, trust me.
Yeah. So we'll solve that problem. The first page placement on Google, it's $199 a month on a month-to-month basis. You're not buying it to any kind of long-term contract. You come back at your own will. And we build and host your .com website for you and have that attached to the placement. We also provide review monitoring for you and a tracking system so you can see all the clients that we're bringing in from the placement. So you're covering about a 30-mile radius with 15 different keyword terms or services. So anytime somebody types in one of those keywords. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You say a 30-mile radius?
Yeah, you cover a 30-mile radius from Bluffton.
30-mile radius. Is that part of Savannah, Georgia, too?
Let me see here.
Or can your radius go a little bit higher than that?
You could, but the price goes up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep your price down as much as possible to get your foot in the door. Once your foot's in the door and I know you're making money, then we could always talk about expanding as we go. But that would be the ad section. So we have to, you know, you have to continue to get good reviews before we could put you in the ad section or offer you that Google guarantee spots.
Okay. We have, like, good reviews from Home Advisor and stuff. Those don't transfer over or no?
No, we can't copy and paste them, but you can ask those people, you know, hey, we have our Google business profile up and running. If you guys can go in there and write a review, that'd be great, you know?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, we just can't copy and paste them. And then obviously the new clients as they come in through your tracking system, you can request reviews. So it'll send them a text message kind of asking them about their experience, and then if they fill that out, it'll get automatically submitted to your Google reviews. So we try to help you generate as good of reviews as possible and as many as possible so that way you keep the clients coming in. But if I could approve that pricing structure, I mean, that's a discount, you guys. No, the guys that are up there now are actually paying about $100 more than what I just quoted you. So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure and lock it in at $199 for as long as you're with us, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah, we'd like to give it a try.
Okay. You'll love this. Like I said, if you could do anything with the Home Advisor by Angie's program, then you're already battle-tested. That's like a really difficult source to generate jobs from.
I'm trying to get on Google website for as long as, like, actually when they search your name or something, it pops on Google for
Yeah, the Google business profile. You only got to PIN verify yourself once. But what our programming is doing is not just making it so you show up for your business name. That should be a given. I mean, you could get there on your own if you kind of put an hour or two into it. But we make it so you show up for the services you provide as a top recommended option. So it's even people who are just looking up power washing and pressure washing and don't know who you are getting referred to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it'll be a nice change of pace. It's summertime too, so it's like you're kind of in the best time of the year to do something like this. Okay, so who's the primary for the business? Like the going to be the primary on the account or the person, I should say the person that's going to be authorizing the transaction. Is that going to be through Dimitri or Craig?
Oh, me. Through Craig.
Through Craig. Okay, what's your last name, Craig?
Stoddard.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
S-T-O-D-D-A-R-T.
Okay, I'm going to send you an invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement. You'll be able to write this off as a business expense. And then I'll add Dimitri as the as a partner to the account. So he can make changes, too. He just can't access the billing information. Did you have a separate number for Dimitri?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
843-707-3649.
Okay. And I have him as the partner or co-owner. What's his last name?
Redway.
Redway? Just spelled how it sounds?
Yeah.
R-E-D-W-A-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it D-I-M-I-T-R-Y?
No, D-I-M-I-T-R-I.
I, okay. My apologies. Dimitri Redway. Okay, I got it. 707-3649. Okay. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
You can send it to, what's it called?
The Auditorium Road? Okay,
yeah.
I got you. All right. And that's 29909, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And then what's your business email address where I could send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
CMB, pressure washing, LLP, at gmail.com.
Okay. All spelled out, right?
Yeah.
The A and D part? Okay. Let me just update. Okay, perfect. That came back as valid. Oh, why didn't it save your last name? What was your last name again, Craig? I'm sorry.
Stoddard.
Goddard. Spell it one more.
O-D.
S-C-O. O-D.
D-D-A-R-T.
Two D's?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and update. There we go, now it's saved. Okay. And primary line of contact, 843-707-5600?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's the best number for the clients to contact you, right? Is the business line?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how do you want your hours of operation listed?
From 7 to 7.
7 to 7, Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, okay. Sunday closed?
No.
Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from customers?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me go ahead and submit. Okay, and then I did find a... Oh, sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
We do Cash App and all of them stuff too, PayPal.
Cash App, PayPal, Zelle, Venmo?
Uh-huh.
Okay, check. Okay. And then I found a domain name for you, the cndpressurewashing.com. Did you want to have us build your website on that domain, or do you need a new one?
On that domain.
Okay. So the content that's on this is going to disappear. It's going to get rebuilt from scratch.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
You okay with that? Yes, sir.
Okay. And then for your logo, I actually like your logo, but I have to have you send it in so that way we have proof that we didn't break any kind of copyright laws with your logo. So I'm going to send you the email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And you guys could send that in to us, as well as any photos that you want to have attached to the site. If we get new ones as we go, you could always send them to that email as well, and we could continue to update it as we go.
All right, send the email over, and I'll have my partner go ahead and send the picture up to
local. Okay, perfect. I sent them both right now. And then I also texted you my direct number and extension. So I'll be the account lead. There's going to be an account management team here to help me with the fulfillment. But if you want something done quickly, I'll be here to assist you guys and walk you through it until you're comfortable with everything. And then I'll kind of back off a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you wanted the business name listed as C&D Pressure Wash LLP?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you wanted the asterisk sign, right? Not the A&D spelled out, just the asterisk?
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Well, let me look at
it.
1 second.
Okay. Here, I can actually text it to you, too, so that way you can see how I have it here.
Was it
Asher?
Yeah, let's do the
Asher. Okay, I texted it to you too, so you guys can see how I have it here.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just C&D Pressure Wash LLP, and I capitalized the first letter of every word.
Bro, I'm using it for my phone's lock.
No, it doesn't.
It says your PIN verification letter is going to take 3 to 5 days. So it's Tuesday. You should receive it by Friday, if not Friday, Monday, or Tuesday next week. There's a five-digit number. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you said a five-digit number for what?
Yeah, there's on the back of that postcard. So the postcard is the only thing we send you in the physical mail, your Google PIN verification postcard. It's going to the 109 Bluffton Road. So make sure that when you get that, the five-digit number on the back, you can either call in with it, you could text it to me, you could email it to me, but try to get it to me as soon as possible, and then you can throw that paper away. We only got to do that one time for as long as you own your business.
Okay.
Okay. That's verifying your business. So it's literally called a Google PIN verification letter. Make it so you guys exist on Google. So even if, like, you leave me, 6 months down the line, you're still going to have all your reviews. And you're still going to have your business profile on Google for people who are looking up your business name. You just won't have the actual, like, placement for the services you provide because you need the optimization and the opening to do that. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to always leave you in a better position than we're finding you in right now, that's for sure. Okay. And then client interview. So a client interview typically takes about 30 to 45 minutes. This is where we go over all the services and keywords that you're going to be listed for, as well as the service area that we're targeting and the website and how you guys want the website to look as an end product. Like I said, usually 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's your schedule look like for today? I can hear you guys have been working. You're free? Okay. I have a slot available between 4 and 5 and a 5 and 6. What works best for you?
It's at 4 and 5?
Yeah, today.
Yeah, okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then you're going to get a text message 1 hour prior to the appointment just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know at that time, and I can reschedule it, but I want to make sure we get this done as soon as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right. So client interview is confirmed. You're going to receive the confirmation here shortly. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
All right. And it's under your name, Craig? Craig Scottard?
The business. It's actually under the business name.
Okay, so it says C&D Pressure Wash LLP. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're PIN verifying?
I think it's 29910.
29910. What's the full address?
What's that address on the card now? That's your address that's on the card. What's your address?
Oh, 843.
843.
Wait, no.
Your address is on
the card. That's the phone number.
I was my page. 897.
897.
Fording Island Road.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, F-O-R-D-I-N-G.
Island?
And then road.
Okay. And is that in Bluffton as well?
Yeah, and it'll be apartment 2807.
Apartment 2807, Bluffton, 29910?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it here. Okay, and then before I get the payment method from you guys, I wanted to ask Craig, this 109 Auditorium Road, you don't have to have the address displayed on Google, even though they're sending that PIN verification letter there. Does he want that hidden? Do you want it hidden or displayed?
Yeah, I want the address hidden.
Okay, so it'll still say Bluffton SC and then the 29909, but you won't see the 109 Auditorium Road on there when you see your listing. Okay, I just wanted to confirm that before we set it up. Okay, and is this card a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right, 4299.
4299.
775.
775?
Uh-huh, that's 3715.
Oh, 3715.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 2139.
2139.
9746.
9746. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0626.
0626, and then 3-digit code on the back.
172.
Okay. And then I know you guys are working. I'm going to try to make this quick. It's a voice verification recording. I'm going to walk you through it. If there's anything I say that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
C&D Pressure Washing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Craig Stoddard. I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you guys have provided?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It says, Dimitri's still with us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying you have to cancel HomeAdvisor or anything like that. That's at your own discretion. It's just after today, if you guys are going to add anything, let us know so I can make sure that you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings.
Okay.
And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 28th of 2022 in the discounted amount of $199. Now, we do ask you to give it 2 months, but it's a month-to-month agreement. So it's set up to automatically renew each month on the 28th day. It says you may discontinue at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. And you'll keep that $199 pricing structure for as long as you're with us. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Oh, so every month I get the call to see if I want to renew it?
No, it's set up to automatically process each month on the 28th day in the amount of $199. However, I could set up a notification to your email if you'd like.
Yeah, to the C&D Pressure Wash email?
Yeah, I could set it up to send you a message on the 27th.
Okay.
That way we can evaluate it together. But like I said, there's a tracking system, so I'll be able to show you all the clients that you're bringing in at that time. And it's also summertime, so you guys should be doing really well here. Pretty much the traffic or the search volume stays elevated until we get to, like, September.
Okay. I seen you send me a photo at localsplash.com.
Yes. That's where you got to send your logo and any photos that you want for your website.
All right. I already sent the logo. Nice. Over there. So can I send you some before and after photos?
Yes, please. We're going to develop a portfolio for you. But I did get a message back from finance. It said that the account number came back invalid. So I think we might have got a digit wrong on the billing information. Can you repeat that back to me one more time?
Okay. Hold on one second. So it's 4-2. Mm-hmm. No, what account number? You want the card number, right?
Yeah, the business card. It's under C&D Pressure Wash LLP.
Okay, so for my card number, it's 4299.
Okay.
Oh, you want my, is it the account number or my debit card itself?
No, the card itself.
Okay,
it'll
so
have
it's 42.
Numbers on the front. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's 4299.
Okay.
It's two nines.
Okay.
And 7775.
7775. Okay.
2139.
2139. Okay.
9746.
7746. Okay. I think I see where we went wrong there. And that second group of numbers, I think you said it was 3 7s and then a 5, but I thought you said 3175.
Oh, no.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update. And then I'm going to send over the payment confirmation right now, as the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing.
Okay.
Okay. Almost done. Like 60 more seconds and then client interview this afternoon. Okay. So this one, you should have the payment cleared there. And then there's going to be a text that'll say, Craig, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So that'll pull up a full outline of the agreement in writing. So you have in writing all the products and features that we're providing for your business. And then it'll have the discounted pricing structure showing in that it's locked in on the 28th day of each month at that discounted rate. And then it has the cancellation policy. It'll ask you to verify that you're the authorized user and all the information you provided is true and correct, and then sign at the bottom of it. Once you sign it, it'll take you to your account dashboard and tracking system page, but you basically won't get the login information for that until after the client interview this afternoon. So at the end of that, they'll send you the video and a login credential.
And I did send you over the pictures.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to go to the company email. It's affiliated with your account. So you sent it through your phone, the 707?
Yeah.
Okay, 5600? Okay. I got it here.
Yeah,
and then we'll
over.
Do you have access to that domain, that website, cndpressurewashing.com? You have the login credentials?
Yeah.
Okay. The client interview technician is going to get that from you between 4 and 5 o'clock when they contact you. Okay, so try to make sure you have that available. That way we could start working on the website right away and plugging those photos in.
Okay.
Okay. But that's all we need as of right now. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. I will be here with you throughout the campaign. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I texted you my direct number and extension. It's right next to the photos at localsplash.com text. As well as our customer service lines attached to every text and email that you'll get from us moving forward. So if you need anything, just feel free to call in, okay?
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you guys. Have a great rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you between 4 and 5 for that client interview.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye, Dimitri, as well. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.